There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Välkomna till ännu ett avsnitt av Rock Bottom.
Det är den där podden som du ska lyssna på varje vecka som är jättebra och bara innehåller rostfri metall.
Och idag har vi fantastiska gäster här.
And she's smiling.
She's smiling. Äntligen är korvfesten över. Jag har en annan kvinna med mig här i studion idag. Welcome, Hellstorm.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lizzie and Arya.
Yeah. Exactly. Joe. I was just going to ask them to introduce themselves, and you did that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Always a step ahead.
But you can't even spell Lizzie.
Right? I can't spell it right, apparently. It's been going on for years.
Yeah.
And you guys could have said whatever. We didn't understand
the
word you said, so you could have said we sucked or like what? Yeah.
And that's exactly
what
we did.
What you said. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah. Worst band ever.
Thank you.
You could probably say that. It just and we would think you're saying something good because you'd be saying, "And the
like
worst band ever, Hailstorm."
See, I'm known for my brutal honesty. I don't like anything, I'll be happy to say that.
We admire that in our corner of the world.
Yes.
And I like this band.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment.
That being a huge compliment, because usually Anders says nothing good ever came
after 1975
or 85 in a good day.
There's a lot that we'll agree on.
Yes, and I can hear that, and we're going to talk about it later on because there's definitely some classic rock influences going on here, isn't it?
Thankfully, I was born in 83.
83 is not a bad year. Not a bad year. Year after, 84.
84. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The albums that came out that year. It must have been the best year in the 80s.
I agree.
Being siblings in the same band, is there some kind of rivalry?
I'm Joe, by the way. I'm not RJ.
Oh, you're not RJ.
No.
Okay.
No.
See, we didn't catch that.
Ignorant folks.
No. That's the information.
Yeah, they said. I know. I got that. No worries.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Well, hello there.
We're practically family anyway because we've been. He's been in the band for like 15 years.
So. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But you have your brother in the band.
Yeah, we do.
What is that like?
It's awesome, actually. You know, the thing about RJ, he's my little buddy. We started the band together 20 years ago, and we still have the same dynamic. You know, like I have weird ideas, and he's just crazy guy in the back. And we have a very unspoken sibling rivalry as in who can outdo who on stage, and he usually wins because he's nuts.
Who's the bigger one? Who's the older?
Oh, I'm older.
You're older.
Yeah, I'm big sister. So
big sister.
You know,
so you can beat him. You used to beat him up when I was a kid.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But nobody's allowed to beat him up but me.
Okay.
That's the thing.
How many years in between?
Three and a half.
Oh, so.
But your dad, Roger, was also in the band for a while.
He was for a second. He was in the band for just a few. I think it was like 2 years or something like that. And that was over the summer where Dad was really cool. And then we got a little older and like, Dad can't. We don't want Dad to hang out all the time now, you know.
Yeah. I was just going to
say. So we had to get it.
Having
in.
Your dad in the band is either ultra cool or not cool at all.
Well, see, my dad was always the cool guy in our family. Like, as in, like he introduced me to hard rock and heavy metal, and we would listen to those. I've been listening to Alice Cooper since I was 11, and you know I've been listening to Dio since then too. And it's like just. So he's been a huge influence in my life. And then when my little brother and I started the band, we were playing out just the two of us for a while. So it's just a duo. And then we're like, well, Dad plays bass. he should totally play in the band. So we brought Dad in the band, and it was a lot of fun. I have a lot of fond memories over that. And, you know, then you get around, you know that when you're a teenager, it's like 14, Dad's still cool. Then you turn like 15, and Dad's not
uncool,
cool anymore.
Uncool. Yeah. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
You're doing up to 250 gigs annually. How do you cope?
It's all a blur. You know, time goes by really fast for us.
This is Stockholm, Sweden, by the way.
Yes.
Have you ever done a Hello Cleveland?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, in Cleveland.
Actually, it was in Cleveland, if you can believe it or not.
She said, Hello, Chicago.
I said, no way.
I had one line.
I think that's the only time I've ever really done that.
But what did you say in Cleveland? Hello.
I said Chicago.
Oh, okay. That's a classic.
Actually, we have a king in Sweden, and he doesn't even know the names of the Swedish cities he's in. So.
Oh, really? Well, that makes me feel a little bit.
It's a classic. We're doing the same thing. He's going to hold a speech.
We try to mess with Lizzie on, like, wherever we are. We're in Dallas tonight, Lizzie.
They'll start saying the wrong thing, so yeah.
And then Mike, our tour manager, prints out our set list. He put the wrong city.
Oh, yeah.
This happened recently.
No, it was on accident. So the same thing,
she's yelling out the wrong time.
It was written on the set list, and I'm thinking, is that really where we're at? Well, it's on the set list. I should trust that. And I said, and everyone's like, no. I'm like,
it's so funny.
Give us a brief background on how the band got started and everything.
Summer '97. Before we started the band, I mean, like I said, my dad was a bass player. We grew up in a very kind of loose household, you know, like my parents, you know, were hippies back in the 60s and 70s, but like my dad was in bands and you know, my mom was, she said that she was a model, not a groupie, but you know.
You never know.
It's a thin line sometimes.
We have yet to really, confirm or deny that story.
Groupie.
It's fine. But she's not here. She can't defend herself. But we grew up with a lot of hard rock and music, and it was just kind of always around. My dad always had, there was a guitar and a piano and all that stuff. And then my brother and I started writing songs. And my brother and I started playing together and like, hey, do you want to play along with this song I wrote? Like, oh yeah, sure. And then we ended up entering ourselves in a talent show in the middle of Pennsylvania, the Schuylkill County Fair. And where it's like outdoor auditorium, like over here, there's like hay bale tossing and they're judging pigs and whatever. It was just farmland, you know? So we went up there and my little brother says to me, he says, we can't go up there. That's just Lizzie and RJ Hill. I'm like, well, why not? You know, he's like, because we have to go up as a band name. We need a band. I'm like, RJ, we're not a band. You know, and he's like, well, we're a band today. I'm like, okay, what do you want to call it? And so he's like, well, what about Hailstorm? Mm-hmm. You know, like our last name, but it's Hailstorm. I'm like, that'll work. That'll work for today.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, 20 years later, we're still Hailstorm. But
it's not a bad name.
But we went up and we performed and we were just shaking with excitement afterward. That was so cool. We got to play in front of all these people. And do you think mom knows another place we can play? Like, let's just do this. And I remember being at the dinner table that night, you know, and explaining like, okay, this is it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to be in a band and we're going to see how far we can take this thing, you know? And then we started playing out and we played everywhere. We played, you know, in bowling alleys and the coffee houses, if they let us play, and like certain restaurants. And then we went to like bars for happy hour and play a little lunch thing. And then slowly but surely started spiraling outward and playing bigger places. And then met these guys and started actually touring shortly after that and just haven't killed each other yet, which is great. You know,
that is great.
Yeah.
And then 2009, right? The first record.
Yeah, 2009, first record on Atlantic. We got signed in 2005.
Yeah.
And we went out on tour before we even put a record out, you know, and went out with Shinedown and Seether and cut our teeth just, you know, on like an actual touring schedule. And then, yeah, finally released the first record in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think heavy metal is, or hard rock really, is at today? I mean, every decade has its own sound. You can definitely hear 70s sound and 80s sound and even 90s with grunge and everything.
Yeah.
Now it's the 2010s. What's significant with rock today?
It's harder to define it right now just because there's so much out there. Like at least, you know, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the cream kind of rose to the top, because the only way that you really heard about bands was either word of mouth or through the magazines, or, you know, then in the 80s era with MTV and all of that. But now there's the internet. So there's so much out there. And so it's kind of hard to find. I don't know. But right now, who really...
Of this decade, I don't even know.
I mean, there's a lot of bands that we enjoy and that we like. Are they defining this generation? I don't know.
But do you hear a hard rock sound that is very now?
I feel like we have yet to hear the now. I think that a lot of bands are still kind of in the...
Then?
I want to say they're still in like the 2001 era of just the kind of new modern rock type of situation. Yeah, where it's everything is a little, everything is a little too taking themselves a little too serious. You know what I mean? Whereas I miss the Van Halen days and bring fun back, rock and roll.
There's
with
some
a smile.
Good, like Ghost is great like that. You see Ghost live,
yeah,
it's hilarious. Like
yeah,
they're really good. Too. And who else has a big smile? Like The Darkness, I love The Darkness. I'm a big fan.
But yeah. even they take a page out of the 80s.
Yeah,
stuff, so it's hard to tell.
And the 70s even, they're almost modern, yeah. Like a 70s band.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where do you want to fit in?
I just want to rock, man. I just want to be here. You know, the fact that we are here and we're about to release our fourth record on a major label, I mean, that's a huge feat. You know, back in 2009, when we were first starting to tour and releasing records, I really can't think of anybody that were our peers at that point in time that are still here. You know what I mean? Like everybody could just kind of fell off the
just that
train.
Like class of
that class of 2009,
American
yeah.
rock bands. I mean, Blackstone's still around, but they kind of came out in 05, 06.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You won a Grammy a few years back.
We did.
How did that change things?
It's to me, that was a tremendous honor. The fact that we even were on their radar is amazing to me. And then we got nominated, and I didn't think we were going to win. We just went for the parties.
Of course.
We went because we're going to have, we can go, and it's going to be fun. And you know, we always have this thing where it doesn't matter whether we win or lose or anything. It's about the journey and about doing it. And so we're cheers like, hey, if we win, awesome. If we don't, awesome, we got to do it.
It was funny at the time because we were like, we don't even know what this really means. It's cool to be recognized. And I think now, years later, it's been like some of the, especially like the old school promoter cats and the guys that run, you know.
The state fairs.
Yeah, they like, I don't know. It says Grammy Award winning Hailstorm on the thing outside, you know.
So maybe it's more important to them than to you.
No, it's important to us. It's just
it's a more personal triumph for us because we've made it this far, and there's so many situations where like, dude, we have no business being here, and I can't believe we're still here. You know, isn't this crazy? So it's very cool, and for me, the coolest thing that happened with the Grammy situation was now, you know, years after that. You know, there are these girls that are coming up to me and said, you know what, because you won a Grammy, it means that I can too someday. Mm-hmm. So I have that ability. Like, I can see that it's possible to be a woman in rock. And I think that's the best thing that happened out of that whole thing, because it just legitimizes you know, us and what we do in a lot of people's eyes. And I thought that was, that's legitimization. Cool. Yeah, it's like, no, we're a real band, guys. It's cool.
Do you get to hear a lot that you're a girl?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And
which is
why
fun.
In 2018 is it still rare in rock?
I can't tell you why. That's still a very heavy subject. I get asked that every day. And
it's changing, man.
It is changing. The guys have a really cool perspective on that, hanging out with.
We're doing like a tour in the States with four female fronted bands, and then This Moment and Ash and New Year's Day and Stitched Up Heart and Mixie. And it was cool. Those shows were like, there's more girls at the shows than guys in the crowd, which was the first time I've ever seen that. And it's been amazing because, like, between In This Moment and Lizzie and Ash and Maria, they're all in different corners of rock. They do different things, you know, but they're all really good at it. And I think it's neat to see. And it's neat to see the girls in the crowd taking these hard rock, heavy moments, you know, and making them theirs. It's not a masculine moment. It's just a musical moment.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see the females like embracing that genderless. It's just music. It's not
genderless.
Aggression.
Yeah. And it's, and this tour, it's very apparent that it is so genderless, because it's the same amazing rock show, but it's like 60-40 female male on this tour. And it's just amazing. So like, it just proves that it's not rock and roll and heavy metal are not, it's not, like you said, it's not a gender thing. It's not so masculine.
I told you before we started that I formed the Runaways fan club back in 1977. And I was a huge Kiss fan and Alice Cooper fan, by the way. And of course, Runaways was, for me, 15 years old, it was crazy to see five then beautiful girls playing good rock. And on the tour, when they came here, I went with them to a press conference. This is 1978.
Oh, wow.
And a Swedish journalist actually asks this question. He looks at Joan Jett and says, "You're a girl. Is it really possible to play guitar? Isn't your skin too thin on your fingers?"
Oh, wow.
Do you imagine saying
that's
that to
me? Amazing. Oh, yeah. No,
his
absolutely.
Poor wife.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
actually
amazing.
Came out of the mouth of a well-known journalist.
40 years ago, but still.
My mother told me this. And my mom and my dad told me this like a few years ago. They didn't tell me at the time, but when I first started playing guitar at 16, after we lost our first like guitar player in the band, he was only in the band for 6 months. His mom pulled him out, and then he lied to his mom and told her that he quit, but he didn't really quit. He kept doing gigs with us, and then she found out and he was in big trouble. So anyway, we lost our guitar player. And
he was only 27 at the time.
No, he was 16. And I know, right? And so I decided, I'm like, well, I should learn, because, you know, I don't know whether we're going to find another guitar player, and I should learn. And I fell in love with it, but I wanted to get lessons. And so I went to the first, I only took lessons from two people. And the first guy had literally told my parents, he had one lesson with me. And it's probably, I was willing to learn, but you know, it was just, you know, okay, let's go over everything and try to, day one.
What was the first riff? Was it Smoke on the Water, or was it Stairway to Heaven?
No, he actually, strangely enough, he taught me Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll was the first thing. And then, which was awesome. Like, I was making progress with it. And then, you know, after a few lessons and everything, my mom said, well, you know, we have to go and find another guitar teacher. I'm like, oh, why? And it's like, oh, you know, his schedule is getting crazy, and we should get you in somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And now, I didn't know this, but at the time, I guess he had told my mother that he doesn't want to waste his time teaching a girl how to play guitar, because because his time is valuable, and he has people asking, like, more boys asking to have, so I had to not take lessons with him so that he could fill up his schedule.
It was
with
a waste
boys.
Of time.
It was in his idea, it was a waste of time.
Journalism in Sweden. No.
Yeah, exactly. I went to the next person, and that lasted a little bit longer. And then we got busy and we ended up moving away. So I ended up, my dad taught me a lot, but then I went with my piano and I went, okay, that's E, that's E, that's A, that's A. Mm-hmm. And I learned primarily by ear because I didn't want to have to deal with with it anymore. But it's funny because my mom didn't tell me until later that that was the reason why. And I'm glad she didn't, because I would have been like, what? Seriously?
He's, you know, probably using it, Hailstorm, in his ads now.
I'm sure, probably, right?
I taught her.
Yeah. But it's still apparent, and it's just interesting how things have changed. A lot of things have changed today, and a lot of, like, just in the matter of time that we started touring to now. You know, I'm not the only girl playing most of these shows. I'm not the only girl at the festivals anymore. You know, it's awesome.
I love it that Alice Cooper has a female guitar player.
Oh, she's Nita is amazing, yeah, too. She shreds. So so it's lots of changes.
You did, or you've done, a thing that I can't really think of any other band having done.
Uh-oh.
Three cover albums or EPs.
Yeah.
One, yeah, maybe, but three, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But
we just think it's fun.
Tell us why you enjoy recording other people's
and
material.
And quite diverse things like Fleetwood Mac, Metallica,
Daft Punk.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, do you remember why we first started doing it? It was just for something to do, right?
Something, yeah. It was in the middle of the album cycle and we had a little bit of time off. Like, let's record a cover EP. And then next album cycle, we had a little time. We're like, let's do it again. Screw it. And, wait, is that a tradition now? And apparently it is. So we wrote, what are we on, our third one?
Mm-hmm.
And,
we'll do another one.
We'll do it. It's just fun. And a lot of times it's a good, you know, because of that, like Lizzie sang with Slash because of the Guns N' Roses song we did. And
And Lita, I saw a YouTube clip with
Sebastian
Bach.
Yeah, Sebastian Bach. So it's almost a way to meet bands. It's like if we cover their song, that means they have to like approve it. And so we end up having to meet them, you know? So it's kind of cool.
Greg Fiddleman, Metallica's producer, sent an email to us just saying, hey, that's awesome. I love what you guys did and you killed it. And I was like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. See, it's fantastic.
Yeah. And you did on the tribute album for Ronnie Dio, you did Straight Through the Heart.
Through the Heart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he a great singer?
Oh, such a great singer. And he's one of the reasons I sing the way that I do is because of Dio. So,
I thankfully got to meet him many, many times before he passed away, ever since early 80s. And I was at his house.
Oh, nice.
My first joint with him, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. Perfect.
It's Sweden. That's, we can see that.
Right? I know, right? I know. That's a beautiful thing.
Last question. The cringe song.
Yeah.
Please explain, Anders.
Yeah, the cringe song, for you guys, you seem to have a quite diverse taste anyway, which is great. But there's always a song that you really don't want to admit that you like.
Something a little bit cheesy.
Yes, something that you actually like, but you wouldn't sort of...
Something that your fans would go, what? Listen to that?
Let me think. Well, I got a couple of them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I won't go into the 80s cheese because I know you like the 80s cheese. Because sometimes when I bring up the fact that I like,
oh, you like
White
Poison.
Snake or whatever,
Poison,
you know, they're like, oh, really? You know, but you don't count with that. So I got to dig a little deeper.
There's some good.
Yeah, I enjoy Madonna's Ray of Light. And I actually have a couple Hanson songs in my catalog that I enjoy.
That's cringe worthy.
That one's the cringe worthy one. So yeah. What about you?
What is my cringe?
Yeah. What makes you blush? When you admit that you like it.
You like he was. You were listening to Bryan Adams.
I love Bryan Adams.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Everything I do.
That's cheesy.
That is cringe worthy for sure.
Bill Withers.
Bill Withers is cool.
Yeah, Bill Withers is cool shit.
Okay, so you don't. Really
I like
have
some yacht rock too. Some like Toto and
I love Toto.
And,
see, it doesn't work with
it's
you.
Hard.
It doesn't work with him.
Yellow. That's not too yacht rocky, but I don't know.
I think you need to move closer to the nursery rhymes here to impress me.
Yeah, it doesn't work on him.
Shit.
Well, anyway, thank you so much.
It was a great chat.
Thank you very much.
And best of luck
thank
with
you
your new album.
Oh, of course.
And good luck.
Thank you so much.
CNC Music Factory.
That was it. See, I don't know.
That is really
bad. That was
not part of my...
That is really bad.
That wasn't part of my... first cassette tape. I was like, what was it? It was like...
Oh, is it...
Yeah.
Let the rhythm break
through. That was it. See, you dug deep. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.